All right, let's talk about it because I'm sure there's some people out there that are not in love with the news coming out of Detroit today. And before we get into the who, the what, I'm going to tell you, because there is certainly some information about this hire that Lions fans need to know. And there's some reasons why Mike McDaniel did not get picked. And I'm going to tell you what those reasons are. And so if you're a Lions fan and you're not living under a rock, you would have heard today that the Detroit Lions have hired Drew Petsing as their new offensive coordinator. And I already know what half the fan base did the second they saw the headline. They went, "Who is that?" And that reaction is completely fair. Because this isn't a flashy hire. This isn't a wow hire. This isn't a hire that wins the press conference. I get it. I get it. Especially given all the people that Detroit interviewed, which was multiple. I think it was like 7 or 8 different coordinators, some head coaches for this job. And then, boom, they give it to Drew Petsing, which seems to be out of nowhere because there wasn't really any reporting even that he was even a candidate. But I'm going to tell you this. This hire tells you exactly who the Detroit Lions are and who Dan Campbell wants them to be. I don't think this was ever going to be a sexy hire. And so I think that we should start there because everybody wanted a name. Everybody wanted fireworks. Everyone wanted some offensive wizard with a hoodie, sunglasses, and a play sheet that looked like it was written by NASA. And yes, Mike McDaniel was a legit option. And to that end, Dan Campbell likes Mike McDaniel. That's not a rumor. That's real. And how could he not? McDaniel is creative. He uses a lot of motion, speed. He's got the look how smart I am offense. But here's the thing. Mike McDaniel is not a Detroit Lions fit. Not because he's bad, he's brilliant. But because Detroit is not Miami. And Jared Goff is not Tua. And this roster is not built to be cute. Dan Campbell doesn't want an offense that looks good on Twitter or X or whatever social media it is that you're looking at these days. This guy wants an offense that's going to rip your soul out on 3rd and 4. And that's the difference. And so fit over flash appears to be the Campbell way. He's shown it to us over and over again that he's not going to chase trends. He's not going to chase headlines. He's going to chase alignment. Alignment with his locker room, with his quarterback. He said umpteen times, "Man, I got a quarterback." Every time it comes in the conversation about Goff, and I'm going to get into that in a minute because this hire matters to him. But his O-line, his personality, and then you've got Mike McDaniel. I mean, take football out of it for a second. And Mike McDaniel and Dan Campbell right next to each other, I mean, we're talking about apples and oranges. Two totally different guys. As brilliant as McDaniel is, he runs an offense that requires everything to be perfect. Timing, speed, precision. I mean, if there's one hiccup, the whole thing burns to the ground. And I don't think Detroit wants that. I don't think they want this fragile brilliance. I think Dan Campbell wants repeatable violence, and that's where Drew Petsing comes in. And so who is Drew Petsing really? And I'm going to say this clearly for those that you don't know. He is not a genius play designer. Yes, you heard me correctly. He is not going to reinvent football. He's not going to call plays that impresses anybody. But he is going to be a coach who understands balance, personnel, situational football, and how to build around an offense instead of forcing them into a system. And that matters more than anything here because The Lions offense doesn't need to be reinvented. It doesn't. They have awesome players. They still have enough talent to get there. What needs to happen is this thing needs to be stabilized. And I'll tell you something else, because here's where this hire starts to make a lot more sense. And some of this information broke today. There's a Ben Johnson connection here. And that's huge, because Drew Petsing and Ben Johnson go way back. And I'm not talking about, you know, we met at a coaching clinic way back, or they share the same agent back. I'm talking they coach together. They have the same football philosophy, and they have a personal relationship to this day. These guys come from the same offensive tree. Heavy play action, multiple tight end sets, run game that sets the tone. Does that sound familiar to you? It should, because that's the Lions' offense. They got them back. They got them up there. Playoff wins. That's the offense that Lions fans fell in love with. And so I'm going to talk football for a second, because the Lions' biggest offensive problem isn't talent. It's identity drift. It's too many stretches where run game, gone. Situations where Goff was forced to drop back too much. No red zone creativity, vanished. And then we get into these nightmare scenarios where it's 4th and 3, and instead of kicking, Campbell's going to go for it, and he doesn't get it. Drive stall out because nothing else is set up. Petsing's offenses, even in Arizona, were at their best when they were physical, methodical. Detroit already has a quarterback who thrives on rhythm. Tight end who can dominate the middle of the field in Laporta. And plenty of weapons that don't need 12 trick plays to get open. This is about doing the simple things very well. And if you'd like a sample of Drew Petsing and what he does well, go look at Arizona's offense last season. Jacoby Brissett. Guy turned him into a superstar. Off the bench, backup. Now Arizona's looking at getting rid of Kyler Murray altogether because of that. Trey McBride had a record-setting season. I think we'd love to see that out of Sam Laporta, would we not? Nice tight end football, get him involved more. And then what he did with Michael Wilson, who was a rookie, incredible. Had him racking up yardage. I think we'd like to see Jameson Williams be a little more involved than he was this year. And so another important thing that I'm not going to dance around, because I don't think anybody has said it, not at least in the Detroit media yet. This was a Jared Goff friendly hire, by the way. And before anybody freaks out, that's not a bad thing. This was a Jared Goff friendly hire. They're not going to get rid of. They're not going to take another quarterback in the draft. Dan Campbell has said a million times, "I got my quarterback, man. This is my guy." Well, they got a guy that's Jared Goff friendly. Goff plays best when he's using play action, he's throwing on timing, and when he's not asked to be Superman, because that's not who Jared Goff is. He is not Superman. Petsing understands that. Mike McDaniel would have tried to turn Jared Goff into somebody he's not. That's facts. And Petsing will try to make Goff elite at what he already does well. That's smart football. And so what should we expect? What should Lions fans be expecting in 2026? I think you should expect more balance. I think you should expect fewer empty possessions. A lot more tight end usage. Make no mistake, this isn't going to be the flashiest offense in the league, but it might be one of the hardest to get off the field. And if you've watched this team long enough, if you watched Dan Campbell long enough, you know that's exactly what he wants. This right here, this hire with Drew Petsing is a bet on culture. Not about headlines. It's not about hype. It's about trust. Trust in coaching philosophy, player development, and continuity from the Ben Johnson era. Drew Petsing was not the loudest choice, but he might be the right one. And in Detroit, that's going to win out every time. Toughness beats flashy in Detroit, Michigan, every single time. That's the identity of the city. It's the spirit of the city. That's going to be the identity and spirit of this football team. We've already seen it playing out. Keep it locked. You're listening to Midnight Sports Detroit.